Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome. It is Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. Thank you ever so much for listening. If you're listening live, whether you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. I'm really trying to pretend like I'm not out of breath. Okay, take a deep breath. I'm trying to rush around. I was dilly-dallying before the show. That's all I can say, just to be honest. And sometimes it's a little bit of a sprint right to the mic as I hear the Kelly the Voice, the amazing Kelly the Voice, saying our names. And now I'm stuffing a Kong toy as I'm trying to wait. Shouldn't I be surprised? The Kong?
Oh, I don't know.
I gotta go.
Did
get
you deploy
the Kong
it?
Toy. Join us on Twitter during the show at Crab Diving, CrabDiving. And also thank you ever so much for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little tiny commission and it doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yay!
How was your couple long weekend?
Oh,
long
good.
Weekend for the show,
it,
really.
It continues, really. I got in yesterday, fucking two from my show last night. So it was good. They're all very good. I performed for probably a bunch of maggots last night, but they seemed friendly.
Well, that's good. Out in the wild, right?
Armed but charismatic.
Did you make any anti-MAGA antagonistic type jokes?
No. I did listen to some comics make fun of Fox News, and I was like, God, you're so clumsy with that shit. These people are going to stab you in the parking lot.
Well, they may hate Fox News now, too. Because Fox has kind of turned on Trump.
That's true. But, you know, the way you got to talk to these fucking maggots about comedy, about politics, you cannot let them know it's coming. And then you have to smack them around a little with it. And then it's okay.
I'm going to get the Kong toy.
Oh, yeah.
But where was this gig at? This was in...
Is it the Purple Parrot?
Is this a regular thing?
The Purple Parrot every Tuesday night at 10 fucking p.m. You can come do... It's an open mic, so, you know, you can come try comedy if you think you're funny. If you can think you can make these old, rich, white fucks laugh, waddle on over.
No N-word.
I mean, yeah. Not,
no N-word allowed.
No, not on my show. No fucking way. I mean, people in the audience fucking probably, they use it within their own conversations, probably.
You could have that poll. Who said it the most recent in the audience?
What do you mean?
The N-word.
Oh, God.
How many said it today? Oh, well, fuck.
Yay, it's my favorite.
First Amendment, woohoo.
Well, I would say that your First Amendment doesn't exist in that bar. It's a private fucking property, you dumb fuck.
Yeah, and you decide who goes up on the stage and who doesn't.
Yeah, go take your fucking battery-powered PA and stand out on the easement. Do your comedy. I've told people that. Go do your act right out there, right on the sidewalk.
See, I don't think you should be... allowed amplification devices in public.
That's
my thing.
Yes,
I mean, if you can yell and attract people within your yelling distance to come listen to your bullshit, that's one thing. But if you're forcing people a block away to still listen to the echoes of your bullshit.
The only thing with that is if you're busking with an instrument and singing, you will make more money if you're amplified.
Well, that's different.
You know. I mean, you know, if we all...
Buskers are usually sanctioned,
And buskers are usually not doing it for, you know.
Yeah. For what?
Religious purposes.
Oh, yeah, I know. I love fucking these abortion
buskers
people.
Buskers aren't annoying, I was going to say.
I'm always interested in these people that are like these forced birth fucks because they always have the most interesting sound equipment. Do you know how hard it is to find a battery-powered megaphone? Dude, those are actually...
Oh, yeah.
Hard to find. Those guys have the best shit. I always ask them when they're saying their dumb shit. I usually sit there and fuck with them whenever I see them because, God, they deserve it.
How long do those batteries last? It's got a
long
be...
time.
Wow.
Yeah, long fucking time.
Wow.
But, you know, they're fun. Those people are fun to fuck with, you know, and if you see a forced birther out there with their signs, here's what I've learned fucking with these abortion people. They are cowards. And they don't know how to act when you fuck with them. So please,
you said,
go do it.
You said
it's so much fun.
You said 9 out of 10 people going by were giving them a finger.
Yeah, they hate
telling
these
them
people.
To shut up.
Well, I'm asking. I'm like, why do you think everyone hates you? Why do you think they hate you? And they ignore me.
Because they're all Satan, demons, baby killers.
I always like to ask them if, I always say, is this your friend? Are you guys dating? Whoever they're with, it's usually another dude. They don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Little pillow talk, you guys quote Bible verse.
I mean, these people are such scumbags. It's like, it amazes me that more people don't confront them in the street, that they just let them say their fucking shit.
Well, here too.
Fuck that.
That's here.
Don't let them get, you can talk to these people. They're not protected.
Because when I went to
fuck?
School, my first year in Madison, Wisconsin, 1,000 years ago. Although they're still actually around, there were some notorious preachers that would stand in the quad somewhere, and it was Sister Cindy and Brother Jed,
right?
And they were both crazy, but Sister Cindy was far more fun to fuck with because she was like, fornicators, and she'd point at you and everything. But then you could kind of see that she had like a smile going on somewhere.
Right.
Like
right.
She was enjoying the back and forth. And people would just heckle. This was, you know, Wisconsin, Libtown, USA.
Yeah.
At University of Wisconsin, Madison. So she got very little support, if any. It was mostly people would just circle them and heckle.
Yeah.
And then it would just continue. They were there all day, and you would just, you know, you'd stop and you'd have a coffee for 10 minutes over, listen to the Sister Cindy and Brother Jed heckle show, and then you'd go on to your class.
Yeah, because it's interesting to me. It's like these people are, well, I don't know. What I've learned fucking with the forced birth fuckers is that they are very thin-skinned and sensitive about their dumb fucking religion. And all you have to do is fuck with them about that, and they get so mad. And it's so easy to fuck with these people. And I just don't understand. Like, why do we... downtown Pensacola, on a Saturday, there's this street market or something. And at the heart of the city, we let these motherfuckers stand on each corner of the street, all four corners of the big thoroughfare, they stand with their loudspeakers spewing their fucking hate. And I don't, it's like, why aren't more people fucking with these? Why are we allowing these fucknuts to take our corners in
Pensacola.
Our goddamn.
They agree with
fuck.
Them.
I mean,
it's Pensacola. Hey, Earl L. Hey.
Shit. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying go forth and fuck with the forced birthers because they're fucking with us.
Over to the Commie Pan. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yay!
And thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
Woo!
Crabdiving.com/Amazon. I don't know, did I do that?
Right.
If I didn't do the promo. Oops. Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPo. Picture Don says, still waiting,
Nine! This is him playing us. He's the one that said he was getting indicted on Tuesday or arrested, right? This is theater.
Right.
Theater. The Donald.
And he's hoping he gets frog-walked.
Yeah.
The Manhattan grand jury expected to bring historic charges against Donald Trump. they've now been delayed and will not assemble today, according to several reports. God. Sources familiar with the matter shared the update with Insider, which was the first to report the news, along with the New York Times and Politico.
Right.
Cancellation comes amid reports that the grand jury assembled by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has been preparing to indict Trump, who said last weekend that he expected to be arrested soon.
Yay!
Protest, protest, protest.
Frog walk that motherfucker.
In connection with a hush money payment made to an adult film star in the final weeks of the 2016 election.
God.
A senior law enforcement official told Politico the grand jury has been told to stay home today. They're on standby for tomorrow. Oh, that's interesting. The DA's office didn't tell the court why the day off. They just said, I don't want them today, maybe tomorrow.
Jeez.
Interesting. I wonder if they had some specific threats or something.
God damn. So...
One law enforcement source who spoke to Insider said it's unlikely the grand jury will meet this week at all. If they move forward, Trump will be the first former president in American history to be indicted on criminal charges. He has categorically denied any involvement in the $130,000 payment. Wait, he paid it to porn star Stormy Daniels, who says she accepted the payment in later 2016 in exchange for her silence on an affair she claims to have had with Trump. Oh, that's right. Cohen paid it, and then Trump reimbursed Cohen.
Right, right.
Right, right, right. So now Trump's saying he didn't have anything to do with it. He doesn't know why Cohen gave her 130 grand. I don't know. Maybe Michael Cohen fucked her.
Yeah. You just give people $120,000. Just because.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo.
But that little piggy fuck, he's the one that said it's got to be a check.
Oh, Trump?
Didn't Trump tell Cohen the payoff's got to be with a check?
Yeah, yeah.
For some reason.
He said cash. According to Cohen, I think it is. Cohen was like, oh, cash, right? And Trump was like, no, check. No, it's got to be check.
Fucking why?
We don't know.
Him and Jerry Springer.
So he could write it off, probably.
Right.
Some kind of expense.
You know, Rachel Maddow did a thing on Jerry Springer getting arrested because Trump might get arrested. She did a whole like expose on former politicians that have been arrested. And
I forgot about Jerry Springer paying for a hooker.
He has the best.
The check, yeah.
He has the best apology. He said, he goes, I regret paying for that with a check. Like, that guy's honest.
Yeah,
that's
honest.
I wish I hadn't used a check.
Let's see what the Drudge Report has to say. Fed hikes despite bank turmoil is the headline there.
Shit.
Fed hikes. Here we go. Click there. Okay. The Federal Reserve on Wednesday enacted a quarter percentage point interest rate increase, expressing caution about the recent banking crisis and indicating that hikes are nearing an end.
Yes.
Along with its ninth hike since March 2022, the rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee noted that future increases are not assured and will depend largely on incoming data.
This is bad for people that like have loans, right? And have to borrow money.
Yes. People that are getting loans, people that are,
Why are they doing this? It's the only thing they can do.
To try to dampen down inflation?
That's the only way they've ever done that.
But we also know what's probably causing much of our inflation.
Yes.
Is overinflated pricing from greedy fucking corporate twats.
It's the price gouging index, right? Who are gouging
the fuck out of us.
Yeah. No. What is it called? The profit? There's some sort of index that measures the amount it costs to produce a good and sell it. That index.
Oh, right.
We just have to lower that index. That's all. That's how you fix this.
Yeah, these motherfuckers are going to be okay with $10 billion in profits instead of $20 billion in profits.
But now you're making it harder for somebody to get a fucking car loan. You know who needs car loans? Poor people. Right. What the fuck? This is the dumbest shit ever. I hate
Well, they
that.
Don't like it either because
well, why are they doing it?
They borrow money a lot too. So they don't like the Fedding. That's why they hate the Fed.
It's the only why is this the only tool the fucking Fed has? This is the only thing they can do.
Right, or print money.
Do you guys have meetings where you're like, what's another way we can fucking solve this shit? Do you ever have a meeting like that?
Who are we talking about?
The Fed.
The Republicans the or fucking the Democrats?
Fed. No,
or
the Fed. The Democrats are in charge of the Fed, right?
I think the Fed is a political posting, but it's not something that... Is it a political post? I don't know. I don't know if you serve X number of years regardless or if the president can
say you're
fired.
I thought the president appointed a Fed person.
They do, but I think for... it's like the FBI.
Oh,
that
okay.
You do, you know, X year terms, and so it's not completely political.
You know what they do in Hollywood when there's a script and they're like, we don't know what to do with this scene? They throw it to something called the writer's room. And a bunch of comics and writers, who the fuck ever, they think of ways to fix something. Why don't you do that with this? Why don't you get a bunch
of
fucks?
They make meetings and stuff.
Oh my God. We'll make one to figure this out. It's not just raising the fucking interest rate.
But they know what to do. They are not going to do it because they are those people.
That's true. It's just thuggish in a way and boorish. Yeah. This is the only we have this Fed, and the only thing they can do is raise or lower interest rates. That's it.
Look
right?
What they're trying to go after. Elizabeth Warren's Consumer Protection Bureau. Consumer
Is
Protection
it?
Bureau that has literally recouped billions of dollars
right.
in shenaniganry money from bad corporations and shit. But nope, they want to get rid of it because, you know, someone's looking at the rich people.
So now, if you're poor as fuck and you got to get a car and you got to get a car loan, it's going to cost you more. That's stupid.
Yes.
This is the dumbest fucking shit ever. And I'm not... Somebody else was bitching about this too earlier. Some fucking pundit was saying, why is the only thing we know to do here is raise the interest rate? Why? Is there not another... I don't fucking know what to do. I'm not an economist.
Raise taxes on the rich.
What do people do when they study it?
Would help.
Inject
money into the system.
Listen, if all the Fed can do is raise or lower interest rates, then I could run it. Shelby could run it.
Just type it into ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Should I raise or lower?
What the fuck? Lower them.
Let the AI decide. those are your headlines, everybody.
Boo.
As we all wait for Trump to get fucking arrested or at least indicted.
See, now I'm starting to feel like he's fucking with us. This is him fucking
Who?
With us.
Who? Trump?
Trump.
How?
Who said, who leaked that he was being arrested Tuesday? Who made that shit up? Trump. Where did that come from other than Trump?
Well, he's alleging that it was a leak from himself, from somebody inside to him.
Right, right. That's what Trump says.
Right.
Trump lies.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
I think this is his way of grabbing the headlines, you know.
Getting ahead of it.
Making the narrative. He just grabs
He might have known,
narrative.
Hey, we think it's coming next week. And he's like, oh, I'm going to say Tuesday.
See, Ron, the sanctimonious.
Because I can't spell Wednesday. You're
never going to beat this guy. Because all this fuckhead said, this pampered motherfucker was like, I'm going to get arrested Tuesday. And now every news story is Trump's getting arrested Tuesday.
Well, it's a big deal.
No one
former president to be indicted.
Right.
First former president
but
to be indicted.
It's also this guy grabbing the headlines again.
Sure.
I mean, you know.
But I still don't think it's not going to change minds. I don't think there are minds to be changed about Trump. I think the last couple of elections have shown that we're a little tired of him.
Yeah.
Now, the Republicans may or may not be. They may foist him up there again, but I don't see him winning the presidency.
But the primary.
Possibly.
I see it.
I because Fox News is turning on him. The rich donors, we've done stories about that, are turning on him or refusing to give him money.
What about Jesus?
I'm sure. Well, he probably still has Jesus. Well, no, that's not true either. The evangelicals are fed up with him.
Right.
Because he thinks it's stupid for Republicans to not allow exceptions for rape and incest.
Right.
With abortion.
Right.
And that makes the evangelicals crazy because they think there should be no exceptions whatsoever.
Right, right, right.
Hey, we're doing a show here.
Yeah, that's right.
This Thank is you. Hey.
I mean, I don't know, man.
You're going to get ejected.
I think that...
Quiet. Good girl.
That he's barely...
Are they drinking beers?
You can't do that anymore.
Those two white guys walking down the street?
You used to be able to open carry in Pensacola. You can't do that anymore.
That one guy looked like he had a green bottle of beer.
Probably.
Rock on, dudes. Wait, really?
Yeah, you can't do that. You can.
What about on gallery night?
They make an exception, I think.
Oh, I'm sure.
But the cops just want to see somebody with a beer and like search them.
Do you remember when crab diving was in Venice, California?
Yes.
And the Abbott Kinney Street fairs.
Oh, that was the most fun.
They had to finally crack down and like send the SWAT teams in because people would get so falling down, blinding.
That's the hipsters.
Asshole. Yeah, and it's all these privileged white assholes in this artsy fartsy district. And they would get falling down, fighting, screaming at each other drunk. It was a fun thing to watch. But every place had free wine.
Yeah. They had free shit to drink.
To entice you to come into their place and, you know, hey, here we go. So you could go have a glass of wine at this gallery and go at this dress shop across the street, have another glass of wine.
Right.
Have a glass of wine here. And then three or four bars that were along the way.
Yeah.
And they finally had to crack down on it and say no more free alcohol.
Yeah.
Which made it no more fun.
Yeah, they couldn't do it. I remember there were like piles of trash everywhere.
It was a disaster area after every fucking Saturday night.
I miss seeing a bar fight with two hipsters beating the shit out of each other. Because generally those fights are like, you're like, I think I'm going to be okay standing here. These rednecks, when they start fighting, they're so huge.
Oh, they take out the whole place.
You just kind of get the fuck out of there when they start beating the fuck out of each other.
It's like all the Waffle House fight videos. You ever watch those? I mean, they don't just stand in one spot and fight. They clear entire booth sections out, knock shit over, fly over the counter, fling fries at each other.
I mean, listen. Like
oil-ridden fries, oil fries.
You know, I was at a Waffle House late. A couple of weekends ago, it was like 2 a.m, and they had Waffle House has their own like security force or something.
Oh, right.
Waffle Cop.
Come on.
No, I'm not kidding. They have Waffle Cop.
Do they wear the yellow?
No, they, as people are walking in, they just make sure nobody's shit faced. They're in like, it's like a bluish yellow Waffle House uniform.
What a shitty job.
At first, it sounds horrible.
There's a door? There's a doorman at the fucking Waffle House.
Yes, dude. But we're talking about drunk people after.
But what level?
I don't know.
Do you have to be? Because everybody going to Waffle House at 2 in the morning has had some kind of
and it's just a person that looks at them. And
unless
if they're
driving.
If they're too shit-faced, they don't let them in. God, they're always driving. These people drive.
Well, but
drunk
I mean, there's also responsible people that don't drink and drive, or are the designated driver.
That's true. I think.
Not as much fun being the designated driver at a trip to the Waffle House.
No, man. One time I've seen the Waffle House after last call is just. It's like you take a shower after that and think that I'm clean yet. And then, I don't know, I don't want to get into the whole thing.
Pensacon's fascinating, too, during
the Waffle
Pensacon
House
season. Yeah. Because you've got the locals clashing with the Pensaconers.
The anti-choice people during Pensacon are great because it's like somebody with the fetus pictures yelling at somebody dressed as Doctor Who is pretty epic. I love that.
Let's see what else we've got in the news.
Nine.
This was a story I don't think we got to that this is Mike Lindell.
Oh shit, I gotta get coffee. Let me get coffee, please, real quick. Just real quick.
Okay, I'll set it up. Mike Lindell was on the only show that really has him on anymore, which is Steve Bannon's fucking the War Room podcast. And
do you want coffee?
I'll go in there when Mike Lindell's playing because I've heard it. And Mike Lindell, did you spill?
No.
Lie. Just grabbing towels. Right wing extremist and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell said during an interview. Did you get coffee? Is it not ready yet?
No, I got it.
Oh,
do you want some?
No, I'll go.
I get it right now.
Thank you. Said during an interview with former President Trump strategist Steve Bannon that his company is in debt thanks to, quote, voting machine companies.
Wait. Let me understand something. That pillow company is in debt? My pillow?
That was the news. Yeah.
How?
Well, here you go.
Because of the lawsuit? You stupid shit fucks. All you gotta do is fucking sell pillows. Goddamn, I can't hear.
It's about, I guess, your loan. The loan you took out at MyPillow. People are all over you about this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there. Last year, it actually was three separate loans as the machine companies continue to sue us for billions of dollars, and we had to borrow almost $10 million at MyPillow. We're a company. We're an employee-owned company. It just baffles me, Steve. You've got all these companies, are these machine companies out there, these voting machine companies that nobody even knew their name before, but everybody protects them. And yet you attack a USA company, MyPillow, and my employees. Jeez. And it's just disgusting.
He's gone a little darker on the hair and mustache.
Yeah, really.
Or it's a fresh batch. But
he should sell that. I think that actually looks good. He should sell. Why don't they have MyPillow hair color for men? I mean,
don't we should check the site. I mean,
right. Why is it MyPillow?
But he had to borrow $10 million.
Here's the cross. Oh yeah, shit. But it's hair dye that doesn't like
run like Rudy's
onto MyPillow. You know what I mean? With Rudy.
Maybe that's what Rudy should be using.
Yeah. God. The fuck. He looked like he was using straight up shoe polish.
There was a news story, WAPO, I think, or something today that talked about, referenced the, it said the press conference that was the infamous hair dye running down the face press conference.
I mean, there must have been so many moments of, like, if you're a journalist, you're watching that at the press conference, and you're like, "Geez, is
somebody going to tell him?
Is that hair dye?
I'm not a fucking person.
Holy shit! Look at that shit. That's hair dye. Oh my God, Rudy, what's going on? What the fuck? This is what they're thinking.
Spectacular.
You think the Mike Pence fly is bigger than that?
Oh yeah,
it's just different. That was like a beautiful moment, like. When the bird landed on Bernie's podium.
Yes. Right.
That was like serendipitous.
Yeah. Like Snow White.
Bernie is Snow White.
He is.
I mean, he could be.
Kind of same. Yeah. Also in the news, we've got. Yeah, the reports are that Trump hopes that he is going to get frog walked and get handcuffed.
Okay, now I'm wishing for this. Fuck this. I'm not getting sucked into the Trump spin. Trump is saying what he wants. You lying diapered fuck. You. So now frog walking.
Trump in his preparation for the likely event that he may soon become first ever foreign president to get indicted. Donald Trump apparently wants to go big. We're talking handcuffs, perp walk, the typical hallmarks of a theatrical court appearance.
Please, I want it to.
According to sources.
Yes.
Around Mar-a-Lago. This is the Guardian.
Right.
he told advisors he wants to be handcuffed.
Hell yes. I love it. I we should
when
want
he makes
this.
An appearance in court, and if he is indicted by a Manhattan grand jury for his role in paying hush money to Stormy Daniels.
I love it. We should want this. We want this. He says he doesn't want it, but we want it. We got to want it.
The former president has reasoned. Oh, that's false reporting right there. The former president has reasoned that since he would need to go to the courthouse and surrender himself to authorities for fingerprinting and a mugshot anyway. Woo! Anyway, the sources said he might as well turn everything into, quote, a spectacle.
Yes! Fuck yes! Please make it a spectacle. That is what we need to do. We haven't been doing that. We let that side make the spectacle.
Trump's increasing insistence that he wants to be handcuffed
yes.
behind his back
fuck yes.
for a perp walk, which they wouldn't do.
I love it.
They wouldn't do to someone in their 70s. For a perp walk appears Woo. To come from various motivations,
yes.
including that he wants to project defiance in the face of what he sees as an unfair prosecution. It would galvanize his base for his 2024 presidential campaign.
No, you dumb old Nazi. It would galvanize this base. There is nothing more a good Democrat wants to see than that motherfucker in handcuffs arrested. Please, Jesus.
But according to people close to Trump, above all, he was deeply anxious that any special arrangements, like making his first court appearance by video link or skulking into the courthouse, would make him look weak or like yes. a loser.
Well, you are, though. That's the truth of it, isn't it? You are a weak loser. You lost, and you're weak. So.
Trump's legal team.
I'm sorry. That's funny.
Recoiled at the idea of him going in person and recommended that Trump allow them to quietly turn himself in
next week. No.
And schedule a remote appearance.
No.
Even citing guidance from his Secret Service detail about potential security concerns. But Trump has rejected that approach.
Yes.
Telling various allies over the weekend he didn't care if someone shot him. He would become a martyr.
Let's see, oh, bitch.
No one's going to shoot him.
No one cares about you. And you do not want to do a perp walk. You do not want to put handcuffs on.
And no one's worried about you getting shot. We're worried about you getting everybody else shot.
Yes. But I want it. I want the perp walk.
Crazy maggots.
I want the perp walk. I want all the things. We should want all the things.
Oh, my God.
It's a big deal. This is this guy getting this fucking Nazi. We're showing the world we're arresting a Nazi. We have to perp walk him.
He later added that if he got shot, he probably would win the presidency in 2024. You know, if I took a bullet. I bet they really love me.
They, you mean the maggots?
I don't know if that's what he said. I'm
shit.
Making that quote up.
Oh my God. I think
it remains uncertain when the Manhattan grand jury might return an indictment. Now I'm going to get my
quote. Oh yeah. I mean a perp walk. I mean, we all need that. I was promised what I was told from, I remember being told that the day Trump lost the last day of his presidency, he would leave the White House, and at that moment, he would be arrested. And Frog walked out, and that never fucking happened. And I was never given that. And now, no, the world, we all said that. We all wanted that so bad. The universe promised that. We're not getting it. God damn it. You're telling me, no. He's got to be arrested. He's got to be, you know, the whole thing. The frog walking, absolutely. This fucking guy is trying to make us think that he wants that because he
it's reverse psychology.
It's not, yeah. He can't, I don't know. I want to see this guy walk in handcuffs. I don't think he can do it. I don't think that fuck can get his hands behind his back. I don't give it.
He'll fall three times like Jesus.
Good. I don't give a shit. I don't understand. It's like, we're so careful with this motherfucker. There is nothing we can do.
He'll fall three times like Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus fell three times on the way to get crucified?
There's a story. I don't know. I think I pulled it.
There was
a story. I think it was in Vice about, you know, I think they're trying to be funny with the headline, but it says, is Trump Jesus-like or something?
In what way?
Because some of the hardcore maggots are comparing the trials and tribulations of Trump to like when Jesus got, quote, indicted.
I mean, he's not like Jesus in terms of BMI, you know.
No, Jesus had great abs, apparently.
And was thin. And, right. And the only reason I'm bringing this up, what kind of wood are we going to get to crucify this guy with? I mean, Jesus, and no pun intended, I don't know that. I don't know.
Something sturdy, oak, maybe.
I don't see it happening. You would have to actually dig a hole and, like, put concrete in it.
Just lay him down on the ground.
You gotta fucking, right.
It's a horizontal crucifixion. It might be slightly less effective.
They fucked it up. They fucked up the crucifixion. He fell forward.
Does she have water? I can't tell.
Let me see. Is there water?
Oh, thank you. Trump's advisors have also been unsure whether he grasps the enormity of what an indictment might mean for him legally, in part because he has appeared disconnected at times from the recent flurry of activity in New York as the investigation has wrapped up. He's nuts. He's crazy. And I think he's losing a step or two. I've said it. You've seen his speeches. Thank you.
Will he serve out the last bit of his
Shelby, thanks you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, his second term beverage. In office from a wheelchair?
No. From where?
I don't know. Mar-a-Lago.
He'll be in his office, maybe, at Mar-a-Lago. Mm-hmm.
I don't,
he gets to keep it.
I don't think he wants to be frog-walked. I think that's something you say.
It's reverse psychology.
Yes, that's like when... There's that trope out there when you're dealing with someone who has a gun pointed at you, you in defiance, you say, go ahead and shoot me. And you move up to the barrel of the gun. Well, oddly enough, the experts say...
White people.
You don't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
They say that the best thing, if you don't want someone to shoot you, don't tell them to shoot you. Nobody hit a gong after I said that.
According to sources hanging around... Mar-a-Lago. Oh, I read that part. Then he's worried about looking weak if he gets special treatment.
You look weak, though.
Wasn't he the one that said that they should bounce people's heads off the doors as they're shoving them in?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, none of this being nice. Shove him in the squad car.
He has told us how to deal with criminals, and now we're not doing it because he's one. Are we giant pussies or what? My God, he told us how to handle him. He said it, so let's do it. God.
This may be a little karma.
Yes.
We've talked about this before when the charges came, though, but the Florida former... Florida lawmaker.
Yay!
Who sponsored the controversial Don't Say Gay law.
Is this Rubio? No, the former.
No, he's a state dude. Joseph Harding, 35-year-old Republican, has pleaded guilty to committing $150,000 in COVID-19 relief fraud.
What a Christian! Give it up for this fucking Christian, everybody!
He pleaded guilty in Gainesville federal court to wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements in connection with a COVID-19 relief fraud. He faces up to 35 years in prison.
Damn. Jeez.
Unlikely.
Yeah.
But this guy up to. Sounds like he'll probably do jail, though.
Is he a Democrat or a Republican, or who is he? Which party is this guy with? Can you check?
Let me see. Joseph Harding, a 35-year-old... Oh, Republican, he happens
to be. Wow, what a shock. How much in COVID relief did this guy steal? 150? That's nothing.
50 Gs.
That's nothing, right?
He resigned from the Florida House in December.
Not Matt Gaetz.
A day after federal prosecutors announced his indictment.
Matt Gaetz is still a congressperson, and this guy fucking stole 150 grand. Who fucking cares? Is that insignificant to the sex trafficking of our congressional rep?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's...
Who cares?
You know,
it's fucking... Throw this guy in jail.
Make him victimless, but I mean, it's...
Right.
According to court documents, Harding made false statements to the Small Business Administration while applying for an economic injury disaster loan for one of his dormant business entities.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was an opportunity.
After obtaining 150 Gs, in COVID relief funds, he conducted three monetary transactions.
Yes.
Each involving more than $10,000 in fraudulently obtained funds. Well, that was dumb.
Why did you do it like
transfer
that?
Transfer small amounts.
Right.
We all know that from watching TV.
Yeah, and movies.
He transferred to his joint bank account, a payment to his credit card, and a transfer into a bank account of a third-party business entity.
That's not suspicious. Everything's fine. Don't worry about it.
He became nationally known last year over his sponsorship of a law that forbids instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity. In kindergarten through third grade.
God damn, we are letting, fuck this. This fucking crook is telling us how to deal with, what is he, what, anti-trans shit? Is that what he's doing?
Nothing about gender identity or
fuck you.
From K through three.
You loser. Have fun in jail, you motherfucker.
So fourth grade, they're cool with it? Right.
This guy's going to jail. Jeez. Maybe. Do you think he'll go to jail?
35 years is a long time.
In Florida?
Well, he pled guilty.
Yeah. You pled guilty to this, dude?
So, I mean, 35 years is a long time. I can't imagine him not getting some jail time. But it might be in country club jail.
Why? It seems like he was so stupid with the way he did this. And it's like...
Well, yeah, cartoonish corruption. The hubris of thinking you're not going to get caught. Because most of them don't.
Why are you so... And also this... Whatever this bill this guy sponsored, some...
Yes?
Stupidity. It's like the dumbest of the dumb. It's the dumbest of the fucking dumb making rules.
Oh, here we go. This is today. Vice News.
Yes?
Who had it worse, Trump or Jesus Christ? Is the headline.
Depends on the day, Pat.
By Tess Owen. In MAGA world and Christian nationalism circles, many Trump supporters see his imminent arrest as eerily similar to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ.
I only want to say, if there is a way. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The best. That's the best Andrew Lloyd Webber musical, I think, right?
Oh, come on.
It is. Starlight Express.
Yeah. Starlight Express, which I've never seen.
Tell me what's... I mean, I don't think a lot of people have seen that. The musical that takes place on a three-story stage and everybody's in roller skates.
And yeah, you need to skate and sing really well. Some of Trump's supporters can't help but see similarities between the plight of their beloved former president, who's in hot water, legally speaking,
yes,
for alleged schemes surrounding hush money to an adult film star, and the suffering of Jesus Christ.
Listen to this. Listen to that.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office is reportedly preparing to indict Trump in relation... Okay, blah, 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 blah. Trump has tried to cast himself as a victim of political persecution by evil and sinister people who are, quote, killing our nation as we sit back and watch.
You're sitting back.
In a series of blustering social media posts in recent days.
You're not standing up without help or walking down a decline. Yeah, you're sitting back.
Trump's imminent arrest has taken his rhetoric to new heights. Lawyer Joseph McBride, who is representing a handful of January 6 defendants, thinks that the timing of Trump's likely arrest is notable. President Trump will be arrested during Lent, a time of...
Who gives a fuck? Wait, during Lent? I have a serious question. Does Lent exist in Star Wars, in the world of Star Wars? Does Lent exist in the world of Star Trek?
Well, Star Wars, probably. Some kind of ridiculous forced fasting thing in the name of some religion.
Yeah, yeah.
Star Trek, probably too, but the same deal, but not... In the Federation.
You know, this is so dumb.
Not in the Federation.
No. They evolved away from that. What is Lent, anyway? What does that mean? That means that Jesus bled to death on the cross, and now you can't drink sweet tea?
It's the rehearsals up until... It's the rehearsal period up until the big show.
Back to one, everybody!
Right,
back
to one! Where everyone's got to prepare themselves
That's
for the
right.
fact... that in a few weeks' time, Jesus is going to get himself killed.
What am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to fast and give up something.
Really?
I think.
Because the apocalypse is coming?
Like no meat and stuff like that.
Shouldn't I be compiling, like, you know, getting some supplies together, going to Jim Baker and say, hey, I need some dehydrated macaroni. The apocalypse is coming.
Fortunately, neither of my parents were very, even though I went to Catholic school, but that was because it was Catholic school. They wanted me to get a better education. And any kind of, we're not going to have meat on Fridays or anything like that was out the fucking window at our house. My dad would be like, the hell with that lunch shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's so stupid. It's like everybody works so hard and now a few months out of the year, you got to give up something you like.
And miraculously, when I was old enough to haul my ass solo to church.
Right.
On Saturday afternoon, because I never went on Sunday.
Saturday?
Yeah, man, you get a special dispensation if you go out to Saturday. I tell you, 4 o'clock mass, you get the right priest. 4:34, you're out the door.
Right.
Boom. Pass the cookie, get the money, the important part, and we get out of there.
Well,
the altar boys even.
Run like hell,
motherfuckers. Just getting started, yeah.
Get out of there.
But yeah, I would. There was also a 7 o'clock Saturday night,
right?
Mass,
jeez, which was also Christ. I mean,
which was
horrible.
Also popular.
Popular,
yeah.
A Saturday night.
Yeah, you go for a half hour, 40 minutes, and you're done. Then you get to go out and get drunk,
right?
And not have to be hung over at some ridiculous church
God,
mass
I bet
the next
good,
day.
The good business.
This is an Irish neighborhood.
Yeah,
man,
but you want to be
Being drunk on a Saturday night was a sacred obligation.
Would Catholics go to church and be like, you guys want to go get a drink? And you go to a bar? Would you guys do that? Okay.
Well, yeah.
That's good business. I'd love to have a bar next to a Catholic church. That's like printing money. No offense, but right?
And then you have... you want to get people to church.
How do you
you
like,
know that's going to start happening.
Right.
You want to get people to church. Have like a bar.
Now, you know what? I drove past this. Yeah, if you want to get people to church down here, you better get a stage manager. And you better get a lighting system. And you better get ready. Because I drove past some fucking mega church. The Olive Baptist Church. In
I've seen that.
Dude, they're...
It's huge.
They're on Davis. And they've got a mega jumbo fucking digital board.
Yeah.
And they've got like clips of what goes on in there. I mean, it's a concert. God, I mean, these people want your money bad.
There's just so many of them. And it's amazing to me that they all stay afloat.
If you told me that I could do shows for someone and over the course of a year, my audience base would give me 10% of their fucking annual income. Holy shit. I would work so hard for that. I want that so bad. That is the best entertainment business ever. And if you don't... God, I did a show last night.
Copeland agrees.
I did a show last night, and I'm schlepping my own PA in there, and I'm plugging in cords, and I'm checking my own fucking mics. God, these people. I bet Kenneth Copeland hadn't checked a mic in years. He just walks in.
Oh, how dare you?
Oh, my God. I bet Osteen just walks in and everything works. And everything he needs is right there.
Ola bakandara da batoya. Mandara da bosoya.
Mandara da bosoya.
You know what I mean? God, man. They manda baba da soya. Hey, all I'm hearing right now is I'm out of Diet Coke in the green room. Where's my M&Ms?
Yeah, I mean, you see it in the Righteous Gemstones.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'll bet that's a very, you know, aside from the obvious ultra craziness, which is probably also pretty accurate from what we learned.
No, that's Assemblies of God. That's to a T.
That's some crazy shit going on, man.
That's a lot of money, though. I mean, we play clips. Of course it's that crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just getting that money. And they, it's like, to me, it's crazy. It's like they're getting that money and they're doing that theater. But that theater is public domain. They don't have to pay royalties on that theater that they're doing. Do you know what I mean? Like, their content is right. their own content.
Oh, right, right, right.
And they're bullshit.
Yeah, they're not paying a playwright
and
or
it's
anything.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
They just have to light it well and have the mics working and have some people show up that are really good at guitar that they can pay a flat rate. My friend did a, I know this person, she did stand up at a mega church. And she was like, you go in there and it's serious as fuck. There's a stage manager. They're like, you're on at this time. Here's where you have to wait.
Man, what are the... Yeah, I mean, you got a lane to stay in a mega church though, right? I mean...
Hell yeah.
It's got to be family friendly, right? Gross.
I think honestly they pay $200-$300 a spot or something. So I did a half hour family friendly this Christian fucking coffee shop and it was fine. I just talked about animals didn't matter.
I was going to say.
Animals.
I was going to go right to animals, yeah.
That's all. There was a dog in there, and I said, look at that bulldog. I bet he's got a British accent. And all the dudes were, oh, Mr. Hello. That's it. For a half
we're
hour.
Sorry to our British.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I did that for a half hour, and I got paid. Little dogs. Baba Skeety Booty Booty. Pay me. My God.
The 20 minutes ago, Truth Social.
Yes.
Now that Ron DeSanctimonious is finally admitting he's in the race by beginning to fight back, and now that his polls have crashed, so he has no other choice, let me explain the facts.
Yes, there we go. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, pop the popcorn, y'all.
That's right.
He is... For a Republican, an average governor.
Bam!
He got 1.2 million less votes in Florida than me.
That's not a comparison that makes sense, though, right? In what election?
I guess it does.
No, he ran for president, and that fuck ran for governor.
Right, but apparently a lot of people just voted for the president and didn't vote for the governor or didn't vote for DeSantis for governor.
I don't understand these Republicans. Here's the only thing I understand. And this is the only thing anybody needs to understand. And Michael Steele agrees with me. The only one that matters is Donald fucking Trump. The sanctimonious is a joke. And they're all a fucking joke. They're all a joke. And if the sanctimonious was he talking to what that fuckhead?
Piers Morgan.
Oh my God, what
Piers
a load.
Piers Morgan.
Please, that's all he has. What personality are you bringing to bear against Donald Trump, my God?
He got 1.2 million less votes in Florida than me. He fought for massive cuts in Social Security and Medicare and wanted Social Security minimum age to be raised to 70 years old or more. He is a disciple of Paul Ryan.
Yes!
And did whatever Paul Ryan told him to do.
Ooh.
Florida, oh, next truth. Florida has been successful.
Listen,
I could work for Trump. I say, hey, Trump, say that I got Paul Ryan got on his knees in front of me. Paul Ryan undid my diaper. He changed me.
Florida has been successful for many years, long before I put Ron there.
There you go. That's the point. He did.
It's amazing what ocean and sunshine will do, exclamation point. Surprise, Ron was a big lockdown governor on the China virus, sealing all beaches and everything else for an extended period of time.
But he wasn't.
Was third worst in the nation for COVID-19 deaths.
Yes.
Losing 86,294 people.
This is why this guy has so much power over DeSantis is because he is saying
the truth.
But that doesn't make any sense, though. He is not the biggest lockdown. He's saying he's the biggest lockdown governor. So many people died.
Third worst for total number of cases at 7.5 million. Which both of those are severely underrepresented numbers.
Nobody knows.
They're absolutely underrepresented. We know it's a lot.
I mean, to me, the grossest about DeSantis is people died of this COVID thing, and he just doesn't give a shit.
Other Republican governors did much better. all caps, then Ron. And because I allowed them this freedom, never closed their states. I allowed them this freedom. Jesus Christ. Remember, next truth. Remember, I left that decision up to the governors for COVID death rates per state. Ron, as governor of Florida, did worse than New York. In education, Florida ranks among them. Well, you heard before, a couple days ago, he questioned DeSantis' sexuality.
What?
He was talking about something about when he liked to party with the young kids in high school, with the young girls, or maybe boys.
I missed that.
Something like that.
He said that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll
get that. Remember, I left that decision to governors. For COVID death rates per state, Ron, as governor, did worse than New York. In education, Florida ranks have been the worst in the country. True. And on crime statistics, Florida ranked third worst in murder, third worst in rape, third worst in aggravated assault.
Can I ask a question? What's worse for him? What's worse for you, Mr. Trump? I'm a little confused because you are a rapist and probably like murder. What do you mean worse? Like the most or in what context?
The most for this context.
He loves it.
For 2022, Jacksonville was ranked as one of the top 25 major crime cities in the country.
Oh, okay.
With Tampa and Orlando not doing much better.
Top 25, though. Let's think about what that means. Is that bad? There's 25 cities worse. Right. I mean, that's...
On education, Florida ranks number 39 in health and safety in the country, number 50 in affordability, and 30 in education and childcare. 50th in it's most expensive to go to school in Florida? Really?
I don't know. I think...
schools that expensive? I don't know what state schools cost here.
I think he's lying, and I think that this is why he's effective. This is why he's effective. Like, if some other candidate were to say this, this would come from a think tank. This would come from a bunch of people putting this shit together for him to say, right?
Oh, yeah. Stevie Miller is, yeah, yeah.
But this is just being shat out of his asshole. He's just musing right here. He's not even trying. And this is going to be effective to his maggots.
Timothy Miller taps it out in Morse code on Trump's ball sack. Stephen Miller.
Who's Timothy? Is his brother.
Who is Timothy Miller?
I'm Timothy Miller.
Timothy Miller, a comic?
Right. I don't know. I don't know who.
A singer that I don't know.
Yes.
Jacksonville. Was one of the top 25 crime cities in the country. Tampa and Orlando not doing much better. 50th in affordability, 30 in education and health care. Hardly greatness there, exclamation point. The fact is, Ron is an average governor, but the best by far in the country in one category, public relations, where he easily ranks number one. But it is all a mirage. Just look at the facts and figures. They don't lie. And we don't want Ron as our president. Exclamation point.
Bam. What are you going to say, Ron? I mean, this guy speaks maggot. He does.
Well, he's
a maggot whisperer. He is all-consuming and gross. And I don't know what... I mean, that interview with Piers Morgan, what is that supposed to show me? That he can tangle with this guy?
I mean, I guess he's so. But he's got the personality of a.
Oh my God, these Republicans! Used diaper. You know, Matt, I was talking about all those other politicians that have been arrested or whatever. See, that's the difference. The Democrats will go get somebody, and you will never hear from them again. Where's John Edwards? Where is he?
Right.
He got in trouble for using campaign funds to pay for a mistress while his wife was dying of cancer. Yeah. Now, where is John Edwards?
I don't know.
He's not anywhere. See, he's like, but the Republicans cannot. You guys are powerless against your Frankenstein. You're sending Ron DeSantis. That's the best you have. Oh, my God. Jesus.
I don't know how to spell the sanctimonious. I don't really know what it means, but I kind of like it's long. It's got a lot of vowels. I mean, so we go with that. That's fine. You know, you call me whatever you want. What are the differences between you?
Well, I know that I know him very well. Having now spent time with you, I could immediately identify a few differences. But what do you think of the differences?
Well, I mean, I think there's a few things. I mean, obviously, you know, the approach to COVID was different. I mean, you know, I would have fired somebody like Fauci. I think that he got way too big for his britches, and I think he did a lot of damage. I also think just in terms of my approach to leadership, you know, I get personnel in the government who have the agenda of the people and share our agenda. You bring your own agenda in, you're gone. We're just not going to have that.
Fuck this guy. God, I think
he's essentially saying we're going to purge the government of anybody that doesn't agree with me.
Oh, we know. We know, yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, yeah. We already understand you. You hate gay people. You hate trans people. We get you. You want to purge our country of that. That you're anti all that shit.
So that's what prompted the truths, Jesus, that I just read that just came out 20 God. Minutes before the show.
Here, I am underwhelmed
before I read them.
And Piers Morgan, you are gross. I would never be seen on camera laughing at something that anti-trans Nazi fuck says.
Oh,
I am
God, Piers
so
looks like
confused.
He's ready to you know, go a few knuckles deep.
When will I see the media treat these Nazis like Nazis? When will that happen? Why are we treating Ron DeSantis like he's human? He is a fucking totalitarian cuntbag.
We've learned our lesson. We'll see what goes on with this next election cycle, because they, you know, Trump got a pass because he got ratings for everybody.
Right. My favorite question Piers asked in that interview, it was this. He was like, "Hey, Mr. Trump." Or wait, who is he talking to? Oh, DeSantis.
No, remember, Trump got mad at him at Piers Morgan in the last interview. Because Piers Morgan was like, there's no evidence that the election was stolen.
Right.
Trump lost his fucking mind.
We found someone on the right to stand up to Donald Trump. Welcome, Piers Morgan is coming to the rescue of America. He challenged Trump. That's it. Who else?
He's right on guns, too. There's a couple of issues that Piers is right on. The rest, he's a wanker.
Who else is going to come up? Who is going to vanquish Trump from the right? Who will do it? I am waiting. Who will do it? Paul Ryan?
Sure. No, it's Sununu. Sununu is going to leap forward with his dazzling personality.
Man, it's like Mitch McConnell's all laid up.
Well, what about Mike Pence? Wow, that was so many sad.
You know,
so sad for Mike Pence that laugh right now. It was so awesome.
Morning Joe's take on Mike Pence is fascinating. Scarborough's like, when he was listening to Pence talk about Trump and how we shouldn't arrest a former president, it's a, you know, it's a political thing. And Joe Scarborough is like, he threatened your family and you. And you can't stand up to him. That is fucking nuts.
Texas.
Woo.
The president of a Western Texas university,
Bucky,
has canceled a charity drag show organized by students.
Damn. The Nazis have arrived.
Get this. Arguing that drag performances are misogynistic compared to blackface. Listen to this argument they're trying to whip out.
That
drag queens dressing the way they do are trying to belittle women in the same way that blackface was intended to mock and belittle black people.
This is insane. Wow. This is crazy. We are letting, I mean, well, to me, what I see with this drag shit is we're letting this fascism get into the theater space. And the theater space is supposed to be where we call out all the bullshit, all the totalitarian bullshit. That's what theater's for.
Yeah.
And that's why they're coming for it.
President Walter Wendler wrote in an email.
President of what?
Of West Texas A&M University.
Yes.
Does a drag show preserve a single thread of human dignity? I think not.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
The subject of the email was, a harmless drag show? No such thing.
What do you think happens? Well, it's drag.
He wrote, West Texas A&M University will not host a drag show on campus. A fool's drag race was... Oh, no, no. It's a fool's drag race. What it is organized by students to raise money for the Trevor Project, a national LGBTQ youth suicide prevention organization. In his email, which also posted to his blog, Wendler said drag shows are offensive to women, pointed to his Christian beliefs. I don't give a fuck about your Christian beliefs.
Fuck
this is a public
Jesus.
University, you Christo twat.
That's
your
right.
Your Christian beliefs mean fuck all.
Yes, take your Jesus, roll it up in a ball, and put it in your asshole, you
fire
fuck.
Him. Fire that motherfucker
now.
Because he made a decision at a public university with public money and a public job that we pay him for. I got to make sure this is not a private university. But if it's a public university,
then he can get fucked.
Here it is. WTAMU is a public, non-religiously funded affiliated university. Fire him.
It's drag,
fire
man.
Him. He
it's
made
drag.
A religious, he's saying he made a religious decision. Fire him.
They are coming for art and theater, and that's what this is. And they're, I mean, this is nasty Nazi shit. This is nasty fucking Nazi shit. This is exactly why we got to drag Donald Trump in front of the camera with this fucking frog walking. Anything you can do to these fucking Republicans. Anything. It's crazy. Get out of the theater. Shame on you.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
The fuck out.
His email. As a performance exaggerating aspects of womanhood, parentheses, sexuality, femininity, gender, drag shows stereotype women in cartoon-like extremes for the amusement of others and discriminate against womanhood.
Womanhood.
Well, you better close all the circuses that make fun, that have clowns with big feet and floppy noses and shit.
Hey, you fuck, when you go on TV to spew your hate, do they put you in makeup? Do they?
Any event which diminishes an individual or group through such representation is wrong. Listen to these sanctimonious motherfuckers pretending that they're doing the right thing.
I see you, fascist. I see you. You're a fascist. That's what this is.
Oh, well, he says he would similarly oppose blackface performances.
Oh, wow. I don't believe you.
Quote, even if told the performance is a form of free speech or intended as humor.
Listen, God, these people are simpletons. Unreal. They are stupid. This is stupidity.
Tennessee last month became the first state in the nation to pass a law restricting drag shows and performers. At least 40 similar measures have been introduced in more than a dozen different other states, including Texas.
You know, anybody that arrests anybody for doing drag, they got to be doxxed. Anybody involved in that process of coming to get people like this is crazy. The cops should not participate in this. Law enforcement should not participate in this.
Well, the students say they're going to do it anyway.
Shit.
They plan to hold the charity event as scheduled, with or not or without his support.
Right.
We, the students of WTAMU, hope to bring this issue to Dr. Wendler's attention and urge him to reinstate the drag show on campus. Maybe they're moving off campus. We're holding this drag show whether we have his support or not, but his extreme lack of compassion for the LGBT plus and activist student population on campus shows with his latest email.
See, it's like, it's these people, it's not about the drag. They want to come after people. It gives them an end to go after trans people and gay people. That's what this is about.
Student-led protests will be taking place through Friday.
My God, this is the dumbest shit.
We will not let our voices die out. The petition's organizer wrote, the show must go on.
Right. It's theater.
I hope they raise a shit fucking ton of money. That would be the best. They need some celebrities to donate.
Right.
Gazillions of dollars and just wave it in those Christo fucks face
and shut
look
down
at all the millions of right. dollars we raised for these the LGBT youth that are suicidal because of you fucks. That's why the LGBTQ youth are suicidal, is because of the fucking Christian bullshit in this country.
Why don't the Teamsters just say we're not going to deliver any shit until you stop this?
Oh yeah,
then that would fix it.
No more Jesus cookies for you getting delivered.
I mean, because if you're saying that in Tennessee, you can be arrested for performing in a dress, why doesn't Tennessee hold a general strike and make them take that away?
Yeah, we don't do strikes here in this country. We
get
way
these.
Too pummeled by capitalism here. Europe is a lot more socialist,
yeah.
And they're not putting up. They don't put up with that shit.
I mean, it's crazy because most people, I don't know. I don't think they feel this way. And I think
they don't.
We
on
could
any of the Republican issues.
We just could get together and make these people give us what we want.
There's a story
there's
today
so
that
few
said
of them, my God.
There's a story today that said that more people than not want Trump arrested and indicted.
Right. What the fuck then? A lot of shit is happening in this country that is not what anyone wants, but it's happening, which is fucked up.
The also in the news. Thanks for listening, everybody. Look at time just fucking flying here. We will be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Always available at your favorite podcast app.
Right.
Meanwhile, in Arkansas,
nine
Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh my God, are you fucking
still
kidding?
Amazing to me?
I forgot about that.
That the lyingest lying face ever, probably in the press secretary's
you know,
chair.
That is why Trump is never going away. That his press secretary, after what found another job in this government, ugh.
Well, yesterday she signed a law prohibiting transgender people at public schools from using the restroom that matches their gender identity.
Oh, how compassionate. How compassionate of you. God, I mean, ugh. Fuck all these Republicans.
The law will take effect later this summer, applies to multi-person restrooms and locker rooms at public schools and charter schools serving pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. Mm-hmm. The Republican majority legislature gave final approval to the bill last week. Governor said she will sign laws and focus on protecting and educating our kids, not indoctrinating them, and believes our schools are no place for the radical left's woke agenda.
Ah!
Even woke.
What
term.
Does that mean, Sarah?
There's a polling that is showing that this woke shit isn't working. Their war on woke is just another buzzword that gives their stupid base, their shrinking base, something to masturbate over.
That's right.
But that it's not working. Nobody else is being swayed by wokeism.
What is it?
And if
mean?
You ask people to define woke, it's always good things.
Right.
It's always good things.
Woke.
I'm very woke. I believe everyone should have equal opportunity and everyone should, in this rich as fuck world, should at least have a roof over their heads and food on their plates.
It's amazing. I mean, you know, it's like,
oh, that's very woke. Oh, okay. Then you say Jesus was woke and they lose their minds.
They don't even know what it means.
Jesus was not. Jesus would have fucking smoted you. With his AK-47.
Right, right. No, you would have.
That's exactly what Jesus...
You would have.
In that book is like...
You dumb, drunk fuck. Probably on meth.
So that's what the Republicans are doing at the state level. Real important
Yay.
Shit like that.
Rich people in dresses. What happens with Donald Trump and all that foundation and fucking lipstick and all the rouge he puts on? Waddles up on stage in Tennessee to do a campaign event. Will he be arrested? this makeup. He's a guy in makeup. God, it's like, are you so small-minded that a person with a penis puts a dress on and you're like,
well, they're okay with makeup on camera.
Oh, that's right, Pat. That's the same thing. That's different. That's different. Fuck.
And since Trump's always on camera.
That's right. That makes sense.
He's got to be makeup ready in the morning.
Right.
Fuck Uganda.
Oh, yeah.
Their parliament has passed one of the world's strictest anti-gay laws.
See, woke is not this. There you go.
And this is Christianity. And these are, I'll bet we find the tentacles of Lance Wallnau or, you know, a few of these motherfuckers.
Chick-fil-A.
That are the Christian leaders here that fly over there. And meet with the legislatures and inform them on how to write these biblical laws in the name of the Lord.
Do we allow people to go work for other governments and tell them how to most effectively persecute gay people? Why do we allow that? Somebody to make money off that?
So it's already illegal in Uganda to be in a homosexual relationship. The new law expands the Anti-Homosexuality Act by criminalizing simply saying that you're LGBTQ.
Don't say gay, Bill. We're exporting this. This is what we export.
Introduces a 5-year sentence for promoting homosexuality, while a person who touches someone with the intent of committing the act of homosexuality or is found guilty of the offense of homosexuality could receive a prison sentence of between 10 and 20 years. That means 10 years minimum.
That is not...
In 2023.
Yeah, and we're headed that way.
They'd love it.
Florida and all these... I mean, that's the direction. I mean, if you're criminalizing somebody in a dress...
Yeah, that's the minimum. And it's trying to strip the rights from LGBT adoptees.
Right.
But Texas is like, well, we'll recognize your marriages, but we don't have to allow you to adopt.
My God, it's like people must be made to do the right thing. That's what I've learned from this show. You have to make people do the right
thing.
Some
people, yeah.
God.
Many people.
Jeez, these Republicans, man. It's not like... They're monsters.
This is...
You gotta make somebody recognize another person's humanity. That's fucked up.
Do you remember that... that sheriff here in Florida... that not too long ago denounced all the Nazis that had marched.
Yeah.
What's his name? Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood.
Yes.
After there was some Nazi march we had here in Florida. I know it's hard to pin them down.
Right.
Which specific one? But it obviously happened in his county, and he said something to the effect of, we don't tolerate that. We hate Nazis, you know, all the good stuff, shockingly.
Right.
Well, now some lunatic, Richard Golden, 38, has been charged with second degree felony written threats to kill or injure the Volusia County Sheriff.
Just because he spoke out against
Nazis? Because he spoke out against Nazis.
Oh, he made, my God.
His name is Richard Golden. I said 38. Made the threats in a 4chan chat room after Chitwood spoke out against the Goyim Defense League, a neo-Nazi group, for spreading fear and anti-Semitic hate literature about the Jewish community in Volusia County.
Wow.
He wrote, just shoot Chitwood in the head and he stops being a problem. They have to find a new guy to be the problem, but shooting Chitwood in the head solves an immediate problem permanently. Just shoot Chitwood in the head and murder him. He's very repetitive.
God. Yeah, he's very, this guy does his murder threats at like a third grade reading level.
The sheriff said they discovered he's anti-government, he's anti-law enforcement, and like every active shooter that we come across, he's a marginalized member of society who spent hours and hours and hours in extremist chat groups.
Listen to what they're not saying. He's obviously a right-wing fucking nut job, and they don't want to see that. They're saying everything but that, because that's one of their own.
And shockingly, unemployed and lived in the back bedroom at his mother's house.
Right.
Harbored strong anti-police views.
See, why can't they mention that he's a right-wing extremist? Because that's what he is. But they don't say that. Ooh, he's extreme views.
Can only go so
My
far.
God, call it out. He's a fucking Nazi. He's a fucking Nazi, guys. He's a Nazi. It's okay to say that.
You can only go so far.
They don't want to offend. Even they don't want to. They're scared of these Nazis. They are little bitches.
Well, but and who are the rest of the people in this chat on 4chan?
Yeah.
Are we looking into these people that are chatting with him on 4chan? Is that how we caught this guy, I hope?
I mean,
because, you know, he had to get a whole bunch of upvotes or responses.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's you know, the thing is, it's like when you call these people out, I don't mean to nitpick on this, but they're still careful with their language because they don't want to say that they don't want to make right-wing people feel like they're the problem.
Right.
But they are the problem. But no one's saying it because they're afraid of them. And it's crazy. They're Nazis. There, I said it. They're fucking Nazis. They're not just extremists. They're Nazi extremists. God.
Stephen Grayson, 68, Christian filmmaker and singer in a Christian band, has pleaded guilty to a criminal attempt to solicit online sex with a minor.
Right. He's in a Christian band?
Well, Christian filmmaker and singer in a Christian band.
Oh, my God. So this guy's like, you know what? I want to get paid. That's all this guy is. You creep.
In a plea deal, he agreed to register as a sex offender and spend 5 years in Colorado's supervision program. So he's not going to jail.
Right. He's doing some Jesus bullshit, probably.
Arrested on charges for inducement of child prostitution, patronizing a prostituted child, and sexual assault on a child, facing a possible prison sentence of 12 years. But he got a plea deal.
Why?
Where he's not going to jail.
Is it because he's a Christian entertainer?
He was arrested after arranging to pay an undercover detective $170 to have sex with a 14-year-old girl.
And he got a plea deal? Holy shit.
He runs two Christian film companies from a small town north of Colorado Springs.
Yes.
Exploration Films Distribution.
Boo!
Which says it manages distribution of over 400 films.
Yes.
Oh, I wonder what kind of other films he's got. They better look into this motherfucker.
Look through his computer.
They also released First Love, the acclaimed film on the early years of the contemporary Christian music movement, as well as the biblical thriller, The Mystery of the Ark of the Covenant.
Damn. Oh, my God.
He was a singer in the 1970s Christian band The Family, which toured with Second Chapter of Acts in the 70s. There's a group named Second Chapter of Acts.
Dude, that might be like, we could be listening, we could be talking about the sticks of, like, Christian music.
Of 70s Christian music.
Yeah, I mean.
They were a Jesus music and early contemporary Christian music group.
Right. Well,
composed of sisters Annie Herring and Nellie Greeson and brother Matthew Ward.
You know, there's a lot of this in this business, though. A lot of diddling. Did you notice that? There's a lot of in this Christianity shit. A lot of weird shit with kids.
Yeah.
Why is that? I mean, why is that?
Because it's a position of power that has universally and historically not had any scrutiny or oversight.
Jeez, it's just like
except
like,
their own internal, like the cops. Oh, we've
oh yeah, yeah,
investigated ourselves and we found ourselves to be completely innocent.
And also, I imagine when these churches get investigated, a lot of these cops are like, you know, it's a church, so we got to tread lightly.
Yeah,
and the churches know that. Yeah.
So that's a little taste of Faithless Friday, everybody.
God, quit molesting people. You know what I mean? This guy.
I saw another story today of another one, too. There was a different one.
Okay. Not our congressperson?
It was a youth pastor. Shocker, shocker.
Why is it always a youth pastor? Why is that? It's like a trope that youth pastors molest people. Why?
Right.
Does it happens a lot. If you type youth pastor into Google search, what autocompletes?
Oh, that's a great question.
I mean, I can't imagine it's not, you know, creepy, molesting, you know,
youth
sex crimes, something like that.
No, summit, youth pastor jobs, youth pastor conference.
Okay.
Youth pastor Ryan.
What?
No. Youth pastor Ryan.
Yeah. I'm not a youth pastor.
Ryan Kelly is a stand-up comedian from St. Louis, Missouri.
God.
He's gone viral on TikTok and Instagram under the handle of Youth Pastor Ryan, garnering over 1 billion views.
Jesus Christ. What is his act like? What does he talk about?
He's not actually a youth pastor.
Oh, okay.
In his Twitch trailer, he explains he looks like what people would imagine a youth pastor might look like.
Right. Jeez. Khakis.
He started doing comedy in St. Louis as an improviser.
Mm. Okay. So now he's like, I want to make some money. I'm going to call myself a youth pastor.
Which he's not. Yeah.
But I'm not going to be one.
He's got 1 billion views on TikTok.
Shit.
Something seems to be working.
Hey, this Jesus stuff, it really is so much. Can we have...
But he's not. He's a comedian.
Oh, he's making fun of it.
Yeah.
He's making fun of it.
Yeah, yeah, he's taking the piss.
Hmm.
Let's see here.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou burning sun with golden beam. Thou silver...
Well, that's second chapter of Acts singing a...
That's pretty good.
These are hymns.
That sounds like any other shit you hear at a church.
Don't they have any popular music?
Like what? That could be popular. Maybe. That song is popular. I've heard it
before. Loves more than my mind can know. Love one another. Is what he has clearly shown. Just call someone brother.
Please, just sing something else, man. There's a lot of good musicianship going on here. And you're singing about this bullshit.
Good three-part harmony. Good they're God. Siblings, so they're going to blend well, probably.
Can you sing something? Sing some... You know what I like? Sing some America with the one with... what is
Do Skinnerd.
Do Magic. With... I can't think of his name. David... not David Cross. That's a comedian.
I can't remember his name.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Something like
Crosby.
That.
Crosby. Yeah, David Crosby.
Do something like that. Why are you singing this shit? CCR. Something good. Something good.
Did you see that Tucker apparently is back in love with Trump and vice versa? After
yes.
Alleged in that deposition, these emails or whatever text right. messages we got of Tucker's that were like, I fucking hate him.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
It says Tucker Carlson, this is the HuffPo, is in full sycophant mode.
Yes.
After apparently hurting Trump's feelings in a series of private text messages recently made public.
He hurt his feelings.
Among the legal documents, these are the depositions part that are part of the Dominion lawsuit.
Yeah, these sensitive little Nazis.
Was a text transcript from January 4th, 2021, in which Carlson said he despised Trump. Quote, "We are very, very close to being able to ignore Trump most nights. I truly can't wait," Carlson texted. Of course, 2 nights later was January 6th.
Who
was
he talking to?
One of his producers, I think.
Oh.
"I hate him passionately," he added. The Fox News host was asked about the messages during an appearance on 77 WABC's Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. Oh, that's the former Rush Limbaugh producer, Snerdly. That's his sidekick, right?
Snerdly.
He's got his own show.
Awesome. God.
The Rush Hour, get it? Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour.
Oh, yeah, he wants that name.
Carlson said, I spent four years defending his policies, and I'm going to defend them again tonight. And actually, I'm pretty straightforward. I love Trump. I like as a person. I think Trump is funny and insightful.
Hey, Snerdly, somebody dies, and then you use their name.
That's Carlson.
Huh?
That's my Tucker Carlson.
Oh, that's very good. I think that's good. I think that's it's pitched too low. I just don't understand why. I think it's shitty for this Snerdly to use somebody's name after they're dead on their fucking podcast to make money. Not to defend the corpse of Rush Limbaugh, but.
Carlson said, "And I said this to Trump when he called me, you know, all wounded about those texts."
He was sad. Trump was sad?
Trump called Tucker butthurt.
God. I can't imagine.
"That was a moment in time when I was absolutely infuriated. And those were all grabbed completely illegitimately, in my opinion, in this court case, which I guess I'm not allowed to talk about."
Why did you get all that footage from January 6th from the cameras, Tucker? What was up with that?
According to Carlson, he doesn't actually hate Trump. He claimed he was just angry with the former president because he felt humiliated by one of Trump's campaign staffers who fed him the names of dead voters who had voted, which he then repeated on the air, some of whom were proven that night to actually be still alive.
And now the tap dance.
Yeah. So he was upset that his shitty show didn't vet a list of names of from the lunatics.
Right.
Of look at all these dead voters.
Well, that's your fault.
And one was some old lady who voted Mrs. John Smith.
Maybe.
So they're like, John Smith voted. He's dead.
Does this mean that Tucker needs new people? Why don't you fire some staff members?
I would assume he probably threw a hissy fit because, you know, he's not doing the research.
Right. Somebody else is supposed to. And they fucked it up.
But he was also pissed at the Trump people because they're the ones who gave him the names.
Yeah, well,
so that's why he said, "I fucking hate him," or whatever. I hate him.
What do you want them to do? Do you want them to vet shit? Do you want Trump to vet these names? He's not vetting it. The only thing he's vetting is shit coming out of his asshole into his diaper. That's what he's vetting all over the place.
Well, Stephen Miller is.
Vet Stephen Miller's down there. He's like,
it's going through
yummy,
it.
Yummy, yummy. Going through your diaper.
Also we've got, DeSantis has flip-flopped.
Yes.
And is now calling Putin a war criminal who should be held accountable for the Ukraine invasion. What the fuck? Didn't we just get a quote from that twat a couple of weeks ago that where he's basically like, it's a territorial dispute. We should stay out of it.
Well,
now with fucking Piers, all of a sudden he flip flops.
Right. See, Piers Morgan gives this Trump guy. I'm sorry, not Piers. Who is Piers talking to?
DeSantis.
Oh yeah. But it's like he gives these people that lie a platform.
Taking a tougher tone from his statement last week, appearing to dismiss the year-long war as a territorial dispute, DeSantis now says Russia was wrong to invade Ukraine and was wrong to take over Crimea in 2014 and won't win the war.
Wow, he thinks
that's interesting.
What an amazing thing. A Republican thinks it's wrong what Russia did. Wow, what are we supposed to do? Suck Ron DeSantis off for coming up with this this deep theory.
But it's fascinating. I mean, this is obviously calculated.
Right.
And he feels that the position is to not take the super crazies like Matt Gaetz and Gosar and Boebert and all those who want us to pull every dime away from the evil Nazis that we're funding in Ukraine.
Donald Trump is going to,
according to them,
he's going to start running for president, and he's going to somehow make people think that Ron DeSantis is an agent of the globalists and George Soros.
Yeah, I can't wait.
So I think that Ron DeSantis is powerless against this. I think it's a joke.
What if Ron DeSantis cozies up to Putin? Well, no, he wouldn't by taking this tack, but and gets like the P tape.
That's a great idea
on Trump.
That's a good idea for him.
And says, you know, Trump, you better bow out gracefully. Because say that you're going to fight all these lawsuits and all of this everything else, and you can't run for president at the same time.
I think a lot of these Republicans fantasize about a lot of fucked up shit, but owning people.
Again.
Yeah, but not in a figurative way. I don't mean in the way they actually want, but
they want that too.
Yeah, they want both. DeSantis thinks he's going to go on TV and own Donald Trump. That's what he thinks. I really think that's what he thinks. And I think that is insane.
DeSantis made his strongest attack yet on Russia's dictator, calling him a loser who's basically a gas station with a bunch of nuclear weapons.
Thank you, Ron. Wow.
DeSantis made the new comments in a wide-ranging TV interview on Piers Morgan Uncensored.
I mean, we've got a big old war over there, and this guy running for president, what did he say Russia was? A gas station?
Basically a gas station with a bunch of nuclear weapons.
Wow.
Not untrue.
Do you think DeSantis will do better with Putin than Biden?
When he was asked,
do you think DeSantis will be better than better at dealing with Putin than Biden would be? I mean,
Piers Morgan asked him specifically, DeSantis, if he regretted using the phrase territorial dispute, DeSantis replied, well, I think it's been mischaracterized. Obviously, Russia invaded. That was wrong. They invaded Crimea and took that in 2014. That was wrong. Well,
okay.
What I'm referring to is where the fighting is going on now, which is that eastern border region, Donbas, and then Crimea. And you have a situation where Russia has had that. I don't think legitimately, but they had. There's a lot of ethnic Russians there. So that's some difficult fighting. And that's what I was referring to. So it wasn't that I thought Russia had a right to that. And so if I should have made that more clear, I could have done that. But I think the larger point is, okay, Russia is not showing the ability to take over Ukraine, to topple the government, or certainly to threaten NATO. That's a good thing. I just don't think that's a sufficient interest for us to escalate more involvement. I would not want to see American troops involved there. Nobody does. No one has suggested that. Not one Democrat, not one liberal, morons.
They're reluctant to send planes.
Right. And we haven't.
Right.
I don't think.
Poland sending planes.
But the idea that I think somehow Russia was justified in invading, that's nonsense. No, it's not nonsense.
No, when you say territorial dispute, that says that it's a dispute, right? That they're having a disagreement. they fucking rolled in there and started bombing shit. That's not a dispute.
Well, then what wars aren't territorial disputes?
Right. But he's saying that they're equal sides. That sort of infers that they're equal sides, right? A dispute. It's definitely not that. In fact, it's not that. One is an aggressor and the other is the aggressee.
It's a defender, yeah.
Yes. They don't want to have, they didn't ask for a territorial dispute.
Right.
I think Ron DeSantis just sucks. I don't understand I don't know, man.
Personality free.
Donald Trump is going to be high on Adderall. he just fresh off a diaper change, and the nickname will just appear to him, and it will destroy Ron DeSantis in the primary. That's what will happen. It'll be.
We thank you for this Donald Trump that you raised up. And Lord, even now we lift up a voice on his behalf, that you will cause your hand to come upon his head. You will cover his ears so that he only hears what you are saying. Your hand will be in his heart so that he only feels what you want him to feel. And I pray in the name of Jesus that as his enemies have dug a pit for him, that he would fall into it, that they will fall into it themselves. We rebuke every witchcraft curse, vex, spell that has been launched against...
Hex. Not vex. Hex.
Is this Mike Pence?
This is Lance Wallnau, who I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
MAGA cultist.
Jeez, these guys sound so upset.
Yeah. Vex. Hex. It's a hex. It's not a vex.
Vex spell that has been launched against him, his wife, his children, and his enterprise. And we ask you to fill him with the Holy Ghost. Let him be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Now you pray in the Holy Ghost for Donald Trump.
I didn't know Lance Wallnau was a tonguer.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Why, I mean, again, why not get into this space if you're here anyway?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Wow. Ooh, he's got the tongue roll going on.
He's doing some crazy shit.
We rebuke what they're doing right now. We pray that this will actually become an embarrassment to them. That when they try to arrest him, when they try to accuse him of stirring up insurrection, that you will, Lord, cause your spirit to make the wheels on the chariot of Pharaoh come off. We thank
the
you.
The wheels on the chariot of Pharaoh. Come on.
I mean, it's falling apart at the end. Can we go back? Because you can hear
his
through line. The wheels are coming off the chariot here.
Well, he's also trying to think about, he's just saying,
ding dong, Dobby.
He's just saying that the other side is violent.
Less dubby.
Yet he's calling on God to violently overturn.
Right, right.
Anybody that's going after Trump.
We should do a contest with listeners. And who can do this? Send in your best tongue talking.
This will actually become an embarrassment to them. That when they try to arrest him, when they try to accuse him of stirring up insurrection, that you will, Lord, cause your spirit to make the wheels on the chariot of Pharaoh come off. We thank.
Yeah. Damn, man.
He pulled that one out, though.
On the fucking what am I fucking saying?
Wheels on the chariots of Pharaoh. Come on,
man. Here's the subtext. I don't know. Fuck. I'm running out of bullshit. Yeah,
I just talked myself into a hole. He should have gone right to tongues again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's like you should read another book, though, because everything you're just pulling from the same book. Why has it got to be a chariot? Why can't it be another thing? Chariots are in the Bible all over the fucking place. Hey!
Paula White, overcome with the spirit.
Yeah. So baraka.
Sakatara bora.
Stevie, Stevie,
hey!
Robotatata. And then that guy does all that robotagi-dagi. And then he says, and then he has the nerve to translate it. Usually the tongue talker, somebody's like, robotding-dong-dobby. And there's another person that says, this lunatic is saying Jesus is upset. But that
really?
Guy's
is
doing
that how it
all.
Works? Do
yes.
you usually have a translator?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because it helps with the bullshit. Because you're trying to get the person that is speaking in tongues so upset that they start doing it. And they do this to kids. They right. put kids in a room like teenagers and try to make them so upset about Jesus, they start making noises. That's all this yeah. is. So some of these people might think they're speaking in tongues, but they're not. And then there's some charlatan going, well, this person that's rolling around is saying X, Y, and Z. This person losing his mind is saying we're not listening to Jesus.
Do you think they ever, like, they're doing improv? I mean, it's improv, basically. Do you think they ever, like, give glance at each other when, like, somebody puts them in a hole?
Yeah, you know these motherfuckers. They're like,
the spirit just said that Brother Johnson here is going to be overcome by the spirit for another full 20 minutes.
Yes.
And he's like, motherfucker, I can't believe you did that to me.
Stretch it out. Stretch it out. We got to change your battery in the cordless mic.
When they're in the locker room afterwards.
That never happens. They never. You know how many times, right? Just thinking about these productions, man. I mean, the locker room. They're in the dressing room after. Yeah. Oh, my God. They're
joke.
In a dressing room.
It was a joke. It was a
joke.
Oh,
yeah. I would imagine the green room in these mega churches. Ooh. Oh, man. Jeez.
I'm not surprised why women don't support me. Women are irrational and sensitive. It's just like my whole life. Because I was always like the class clown. I was always like bullying women. And
that's the class clown,
I guess, to him.
Nick Fuentes.
What an amazing thing to say about yourself. Hi, I'm Nick Fuentes. I have always bullied women.
Yeah. I was always a class clown. I was always bullying women. That's what it means to be the class clown.
Oh, yeah.
And women. And women have always been, like, simultaneously charmed, but also... stop it.
Violently repulsed?
Yes. I mean, all of it.
Simultaneously charmed.
Simultaneously charmed, violently repulsed.
Like, oh, stop it. Oh, you're so annoying. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. That's how women are with my personality type. You're like a rascal, you know, you're like a bastard.
Oh,
is that how
just
it
a
seems?
Little, just a little Christian nationalist, racist, anti-Semitic rascal.
It's interesting. We're learning the background of this guy.
Just a rascal.
He's letting us know how he sees himself.
Yeah.
He's a rascal.
Like, yeah.
He's a rascal.
I'm like first movie Han Solo. I'm a rascal.
Right. That loves Hitler.
You know, you're like a bastard. And they're kind of like, because I'm like a rule breaker and stuff.
Good God.
And so women simultaneously are intrigued by that, but they also have to pretend like they're not, because women, it's sort of like how women, a lot of women want to be raped.
Jesus.
Fucking Christ.
You know, it's crazy that this guy has a show every day and he literally... is explaining the world from the point of view of a horrible rapist. I mean, he's like...
misogynist, he's racist, fascist.
I'm a rascal that it's always
Christian
bullying
nationalist.
Women. Yeah, you're everything.
And when I say raped, I mean like... that sounds bad when I say it like that. But
yeah.
Look at this self-awareness.
That sounds bad when I say it like that. But there's like a lot of women that really want a guy to beat the shit out of them. But also, they have to pretend, but part of it is they have to pretend like they don't.
It's
what
not,
the fuck?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, somebody like this, imagine this Nick Fuentes walking around a mall. What does he think of? Like, when he sees, what is he thinking of? Does he ever occupy his mind with something that's not like, I hate Jews, I hate women?
No.
He's not like, oh, I want to go to the fudgery or... or go axe throwing. That's a bad example, but something like this.
I want to go axe throwing.
Probably like what he likes. You know, does he do goofy golf?
He plays video games, probably. I'll bet he does.
That's probably, God knows what he says.
Get the military, whatever few are left, that are going to side with the people that are standing there holding candles and banging pots and pans and expressing the will of the people.
First of all, holy compression, Batman, and bad noise reduction.
Yeah, I was thinking the same
on
fucking
your mic
thing.
Here. This is a radical right-wing broadcaster, according to Right Wing Watch, Pete Santilli.
I never heard of this guy.
Let me see where he's broadcasting from.
Pete Santilli. Charlatan.
the Pete Santilli show.
Yay.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has a page on him.
Oh, yes.
Well, anyway, I'll find out. Yeah, but
sitting there thinking about how that could you imagine? It's like the Southern Poverty Law Center has a whole page on the shitty things you say. Wouldn't that bother?
No,
I don't know.
Get the military, whatever few are left that are going to side with the people that are standing there holding candles.
You can hear that his room is so not treated acoustically, and he's got a nice mic, but you can hear while he's talking that it's a very hot room because you hear the in the background while he's speaking.
What's that wall? Why, dude, dumb fuck. You got to put some, either got to get a dynamic mic.
That's a bouncy. That is a dynamic mic. That's a,
is it?
That's a Shure. Yeah. That's a SMB seven, SM7B.
Why is it's not a condenser?
No, but dude, it's still, that shows how hot of a room it is because it's a stone wall behind him.
Right. That's a bad idea.
With RGB lighting on it.
He thinks it looks good.
He's doing an okay job visually, I guess. But that wall is so awful. His voice is just bouncing around.
Yeah, Dr. Santilli, congratulations. You lit your ugly face perfectly.
That are going to side with the people that are standing there holding candles. And banging pots and pans and expressing the will of the people, that you military personnel and you people with guns and badges and law enforcement will succumb to the will of the people. And ultimately, we absolutely demand that the criminals in this country, if you want them held accountable, the criminals are Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, all this entire criminal cabal that came about as a result of the murder of John F. Kennedy.
What?
Holy shit.
What?
I didn't expect you to go there.
The Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, by the way, what do they have in common?
Right.
And other members of the criminal cabal.
How did Kennedy
I have no idea. I hope he doesn't think this sounds good.
You know, it was just the anniversary of our attack on Iraq.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Day before, and...
Happy anniversary.
It was somebody on one of the MSNBC shows made the case that this war turned all these crazy Republicans into these isolationists, you know, and then that brought about Trump. Because Trump was able to feed on that.
But they're the ones that lied us into the war.
I know. Right? It's like they started something. They did it.
Right.
And then they're like, we don't want to do that anymore.
Right. This is like allowing the evangelicals to plow their buttholes feverishly.
But like, what happens when we need to intervene somewhere? Now we're nervous because... Because what, we were mad about 9/11 and then Bush just decided to do this because?
Well, he was mad because his daddy was humiliated by Saddam.
God.
Our criminal cabal that came about as a result of the murder of John F. Kennedy. The people that perpetrated the murder of John F. Kennedy, rise up to that. Military, join us.
It must be time for commercial.
That's funny.
Not me playing the music.
Yeah.
The people that perpetrated the murder of John F. Kennedy, rise up to that. Military, join us and put all of them up against a concrete wall, just like Ceausescu, and do what we must do to save not just our country, the entire world.
God damn, your sound is horrific.
And honestly, Santilli, dude, Santilli, you don't need to be lit, and you need to be listened to. No offense. I mean, you know.
Yeah, so he wants Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, and other members of the cabal lined up against a wall and executed, like Ceausescu.
Yes, you're a horrible freak show. But don't make people look at your fucking face, you Nazi. You know what I mean? You can just be a podcast. You don't need that video feed. You're gross.
And he wants the cops in the military. Like, that's what they're saying about New York. They're telling that you saw Trump. I got that far in his truth feed. But he basically was telling the cops, hey, remember me. I can't believe you're going to go along with this kind of a thing. The New York cops.
Bernie Kerik was sucking his dick, right? Trump's dick over the weekend. Didn't he say something in support of Schittler?
Well, yeah, Bernie Kerik. That's shameless. Rudy's buddy, right, too?
God.
Oh, shit. We got to get out of here.
Be careful.
Man, I got a lot of clips.
Right.
To get to.
No Rudy clips today.
No Tootie Rudy clips today.
Damn.
Sorry.
Shit, man.
But we got lots of show tomorrow.
Yay!
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here. It's amazing how the dog knows the outro. She walks in here and she's like, all right, bitch, it's time to go.
Yeah.
Check out what Ryan's doing. He's on the internet at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or at RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Great evenings, everyone. Whatever, we'll hit you up mañana.
Trump.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.